I was asking a question of them before the end of the last hour about ancient music, and we know that the ancients, of course, had instruments. You are getting the resonance from these structures, Dr. Hertak, but actually in any of the texts that we found, or the scrolls, or any carvings, we've never found anything that could be identified, I guess would be the right word, as music scores, right?
That's right, Barbara. What we've discovered in today's equal temperate tuning scale, the musical pitches that we've been able to identify specific harmonics do line up in various pyramids showing F sharp to A sharp, whether it's in China at Xi'an, whether it's in Mexico in the Yucatan, whether it's in Egypt along the Nile. It's very interesting to see specific musical frequencies, 87.3 cycles per second F sharp, 174.6 cycles per second F sharp, 369.8 cycles per second F sharp. These measurements are done by some of the most sophisticated computers and sound instruments in the world. And what we're saying here is we see here, besides the equal temperament and the chromatic scale, musical values that are very, very sophisticated that were known to the ancients, suggesting that there may have been a higher evolutionary contact experience that would draw together so many of these diverse cultures sharing a common musical scale. One can make an argument, of course, this comes through turning on the light bulb of the chamber of the inner mind and saying, wow, there is something there to the nature of vibrations. All life is vibrations. Let's find out just what makes up, as it were, the key resonance pattern that opens the mind to higher awareness. But there's another side to all of this. Desiree can capsulize.
Well, one of the things we wanted to say about the Great Pyramid itself is, in addition, we found that these star shafts are also sound shafts, almost like a Coke bottle would have a certain frequency. And above the King's Chamber, which is where a lot of our tests were done, is five different cavities. And those five different cavities seem to also make a certain type of resonance from what we've been able to detect with our sensitive sound equipment. So it is a type of bell or sound resonance chamber as a significant part of why the pyramids are like that. But I would also say the whole concept of going into the stars, going out to Orion, is also important, and we have to look at what is Orion, what kind of vibration, what kind of people, what kind of intelligence probably had made that connection to this planetary system. And so if you want to move a little bit more into the higher worlds to say these were very positive intelligences that came here that wanted to teach the planet, we know that throughout the Middle East there was these theories about how there was flying discs that would come down and people would get out and teach and talk and give the knowledge of how to do certain type of horticulture, agriculture, taking care of animals, teaching herbs. This is all part of the legends that go back, and we think that these are more than legends. These are actual realities.
And isn't it true that those legends are repeated in different cultures around the world? So it's not only Egypt that you have similar things happening. And of course, the question is, how did it happen and why?
Actually, this is a very profound question. And this is basically why I was, should we say, motivated as a young student of ancient literature and text, and even looking at our Bible, particularly Genesis chapter 49, where it speaks of the blessings given to the sons of Jacob, and one is mentioned as having, as it were, the blessing of the lion, which some interpreters in the Hermetic tradition take to be a symbol of the Sphinx. Why this should appear in the Bible, and why there should be so many emphasis sections placed upon Lamentations and the whole process of the Christ child going to Egypt. What does this really mean in the overall scheme of things? And what I'm suggesting in my other work is that the ancients were contacted by higher evolutionary intelligence, were given information which was stored in stone, and that the very shape of these stone monuments themselves gives a musical notation. Let me illustrate this. In 1981, Desiree and I were in Tikal, Guatemala, on Temple Number 2, as it is called, and as we began to use certain mantrams, the pyramids began to oscillate. Tikal means, in the ancient language of that region, city of sound, city of vibration. We were able to actually capture these sounds on a tape recorder and bring them to Europe, and musicologists recognized there were paraphysical features in the sounds. There were quite interesting overtones. Other voices were picked up, and this is somewhat shocking, I know, to the radio audience, but privately they felt that there was a connection between music and these ancient structures on a very profound level that had been lost throughout history.
Mm-hmm.
The story is picked up by Gerald Hawkins, who did the study of Stonehenge in England with the IBM computers back in the 60s, who later went on to analyze some of the megalithic centers in England and suggests in his research that there are also musical components to some of these structures, why they are aligned and why they function both as astronomic guides to the human evolution as well as a type of musical communication with the Godhead. So we're seeing the missing pieces being filled in from various parts of the world, suggesting we're much closer to a quantum leap in putting all of the pieces together.
Well, what if you put the pieces together, what would we know? Because if it's connecting, as you said, to the Godhead, what does that mean?
It means that all of the megalithic centers that we have looked at, and we're certainly far from looking at all of the major ones, but the most significant ones that we've looked at, seem to spell a musical pattern, and it could very well be a type of musical signature that connects with the oscillations of a greater language system, or possibly some type of cosmic pulse that somehow provides a handshake or a type of consciousness awareness of our cosmic counterparts.